Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Sidney Finkelstein is here. Sidney is a new friend. He's a Stephen Roth Professor of Management at Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College, and he's the director of Tuck Center for Leadership. He's the author of Why Smart Executives Fail and his brand new book, Super Bosses, How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent. That's what we're talking about today. And he's our new friend, Sidney Finkelstein. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your work, on your new book, Super Bosses. You know, Sidney, one of the things that, I don't know if you heard my opening segment, but as we were waiting on me, but I was telling the audience you were coming and reminding them that one of my goals in life is to help small business owners understand the concept of being the CEO of their company, not just the manager, but the CEO, because there are assignments, there are tasks that only the CEO can do, and if no one does those jobs, they go undone, don't they?
Mm-hmm. That's completely true. And I have to say that one of the things that makes any good CEO stand out, no matter what the size of the company is, and certainly was the case with Superbosses, You got to energize people. You have to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, and it's not just one of these soft words. I mean, it makes a big difference. People are working hard, working long hours in every type of job that's out there. What about this other part of making people feel like they're the right one? I hired you because you're the one that can get it done, and together we're going to make it all happen. I mean, it might sound a little bit hokey, but the truth is it is authentic.
Out here on Main Street, we like hokey. What you're saying is the manager, small business owner, finds, interviews, and hires the talent. The CEO inspires the talent.
The CEO absolutely inspires the talent, and occasionally the CEO will hire the talent as well. Depends on the size of the company.
But typically, I guess the point I'm making is the manager role that we play in our businesses. That's the X's and the O's, the blocking and tackling, the fundamentals. The CEO is where a little more visionary, a little more big picture kind of stuff. What do you think?
Got it. I think that's exactly right. And it's easy to forget that because you get immersed in kind of your day to day, the blocking and tackling, as you say. Clean out fires, there's so much to do, and you sometimes forget you are really kind of a symbolic, inspirational force for the organization. People look at you, they want to know what you think and what makes you tick.
Right, absolutely. So let's talk to us about, you've identified six practices you say super bosses use and that they conduct, and talk to us about the first one.
Sure, so the first one's around how you find talent. And what super bosses do is they, I often say they look for diamonds in the rough. They're not looking for your typical, usual talent. It's, the traditional way of hiring someone is, well, let's come up with five things we need, five criteria, and whoever checks the box the most, well, we got the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that super bosses never do that, but they're looking for that sixth category and seventh and eighth that they didn't even think about asking about ahead of time. But when they see it, they say they absolutely want to have that. And that requires you to be really open-minded. I call it a talent spotter. You know, always looking for opportunities to find talent in all kinds of places, wherever it happens to be.
Well, would one example be someone who is very versatile, someone who doesn't mind being cross-trained, someone who's really energized by what you do? Would that be an example of that kind of talent?
Yeah, you know, they're it's absolutely right. They're looking for people. I call it team flexibility, people that can really do a lot of different things. And, you know, in a smaller business, I don't know how you can survive unless you have more people on your team that can do that. You can't have all these hyper-specialized...
Too many hats to wear, don't we? Too many hats and not enough heads.
You have no choice, so why not specifically look for people that have that inclination, that capability, and even that desire, because, you know, when people fail and they do different things, they're going to learn more. For some people, they'll say, or they'll think, that's not my job, or I can't do everything. But for the best people, they're looking for opportunities to constantly learn. And superbosses go way out of their way to find people like that.
In your book, you talk about unlikely winners. What does that mean?
You know, unlikely winners are people that you don't ordinarily think of as the right person. But if you're open-minded about it, you see some big upside. I mean, I'll give you an example. Bill Walsh, the famous San Francisco 49ers head coach, he was a superboss, a legendary head coach. And, you know, the Super Bowl this year, you look at the two head coaches, they both came from Bill Walsh's tree of talent, if you will, which is really kind of amazing. And there's this famous story that came up in some of my interviews with folks where he goes out to, Bill Walsh goes out to scout a highly touted quarterback, and the kid is throwing the ball to his roommate, who's a kind of a second stringer on the team. Bill Walsh is watching, and he sees the tryout and the practice, and he goes back, and when it comes to draft day, he bypasses the highly touted quarterback, and he ends up drafting the kid who was catching the ball. And you know that turned out to be
Jerry Rice.
Not quite. Dwight Clark. It was Dwight Clark.
What a good
catch!
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I guess Jerry. I guess we already knew Jerry was going to be great, didn't we? But
that's a
great story.
Yeah.
He didn't go in. He went in without too much preconceived notions. He went in allowing without too many paradigms. Right. He dropped the paradigms and said, "Okay, I'm gonna capture whatever's there, not what I expect to find."
It's it's a little bit about independent thinking, and it's got to be that, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs are absolutely independent thinkers, because they're willing to take that giant risk. Why not apply that to how you think about people and talent and hiring?
There's another thing you talk about, fitting the job to the talent. Now that's not easy for a lot of us to do, because we've got the way that we think things should be done, and we often do it the other way, don't we?
Yeah, well, I understand where that comes from. It's, you know, in a way it's logical, but sometimes you need to have that type of flexibility. There's some crazy companies out there that do this, bigger companies that do this regularly, companies like Gore Technologies that has produced all kinds of different things. But, you know, we can go back to Bill Walsh again. And when he was the offensive coordinator for, I think it was the Cincinnati Bengals early in his career, he had a great quarterback that he built a long passing game based on that guy. But he broke his leg, and that was it. And the second stringer comes in, doesn't have the same talent, doesn't have the same arm strength. And what he ends up doing is rebuilding and redoing the entire offense.
Around that guy.
Around that guy with shorter passes, slants. That was the West Coast offense.
The book is called Super Bosses by Sidney Finkelstein. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.